Satellite users out through Moranbah, St George, Charters Towers and Cloncurry have until tomorrow to have their say over the service. The Better Internet for Rural, Regional and Remote Australia is taking the results to present to government and industry soon. Information from the survey will help to paint a better picture of what is and isn't working in the bush. Co-admin Amanda Salisbury joins Western Life News journalist Ben Johnson talking about what the online survey is looking to find out.
It's an ever-changing field, really. We've had SkyMuster introduced since we've done our last survey, so we're looking to get a bit of an up-to-date idea on how that's working out for people. This is the poll we're doing at the moment is quite specific to SkyMuster satellite internet.
What were some of the big findings to come out of that study earlier in the year?
Just mostly finding out that how frustrated people were with the interim satellite internet and mobile services, the expense, the lack of data available to them, and in many cases the lack of understanding of what was available to them and what would be coming up in the future for them via NBN.
You said that this is quite specific to SkyMuster satellite users, so are you expecting to hear similar or different sort of things from internet use out in the bush now that service is online?
Well, we've got a bit of an idea of what's going on, but this is the idea of the survey is really to gauge across the board, so people sometimes, you know, you don't hear people's good experiences, so we want everybody to participate in that. People have had good experiences, people have had ordinary experiences, people that haven't been able to have an experience yet because they're not yet connected but waiting for connection. So we really want to get the broad spectrum, where a couple of our admins are heading down to Canberra fairly shortly to discuss the issues, and it's really good if we can take a little bit of hard data with us.
And just on that point there, is there a bit of a concern that results from the survey might not accurately reflect the mood that is out there in the bush with internet use, and that we may only have those people who participate in this survey who are fairly unhappy with their experience so far?
I guess that's why we're speaking via you guys and, you know, as broadly as we can to try and draw in as many people as we can. On our Facebook group, we're certainly encouraging people who have had good as well as bad experiences to participate. So, yeah, that's why we're putting the call out there for everyone to have their say.
And I suppose it's important, obviously, that we know what doesn't work well, but it's important to hear what is working well. Is that right?
That's right. And, you know, from my own personal experience, and I can only speak on behalf of myself, when I have SkyMuster, I was one of the early installs with SkyMuster, and when it's working, it's terrific. Just getting it to work consistently, from my experience, it's just getting that to happen consistently, that's a little bit of an issue.
Amanda Salisbury from BIRRR there. Catch more of that chat in the Western Life News at 5 this afternoon. That's the latest. I'm Andy Toulson.